We've all had situations like that, haven't you? Haven't you seen that? And it's not like just with business people. The ones that scare me is all these pastors that it's happened to. And I'm sure they love God more than I do. I told you sobering words. I'll never forget a phone call I got about 5 years ago. Close friend. Businessman in the community. We got together and started doing Bible study, very eager. He went back and picked up a seminary degree on the side. Owned his own business. Worked out, good looking, the best salesperson I've ever been around. I mean, I've sat in rooms where I'm thinking, I work for him and I want to buy what he's selling. And this guy had people skills, leader in his church, leading a ministry, going overseas at times. And when we got real open and real honest, there was always little areas around finances that were a little bit shady, and he was one of those kind of shuck and jive type guys, and the end justifies the means, and, you know, it'll all work out in the end, and, you know, don't be so legalistic. And I said, yeah, but that seems like this verse is pretty black and white. Ah, come on, you know, Ingram, you know, lighten up. And 5 years ago, I got a call, and I hadn't heard from him in a long time, and we were close friends. I said, hey, how you been? You ever have someone answer that with, not good, not good at all? I could feel his voice was about to break. He said, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and it's for a reason. I said, why? He said, I'm ashamed.